This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There is news today from the credit card business through which a big, giant chunk of consumer spending in this country flows. USAA, one of the biggest issuers of credit and debit cards here, a firm that caters primarily to military and veterans, has just announced that it's ending a decades-long relationship with MasterCard and switching its customers over to Visa. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has the details on that.
MasterCard says in its business, wins and losses happen. That it doesn't like losing, but this deal got to the point where the economics didn't work for it. Basically, shrug, no biggie.
Large issuing banks tend to pit MasterCard and Visa against each other in order to make sure they're getting the best terms and the best product.
Gil Luria covers Visa and MasterCard for Wedbush Securities. He says this is a big deal because of USAA's size and the loyalty of its customers. And it shows how much muscle issuers and merchants now have over card networks, says Andrew Davidson with Mintel Comper Media. Brands like USAA or Capital One or Costco.
So we're seeing something of a shift in the balance of power. And I think as the landscape goes forward, we're going to see the networks really trying to fight to maintain their relevance, trying to, really prove their value to their partners.
Because Davidson says consumers today often view Visa and MasterCard as pretty interchangeable. And new payment technologies might reduce the amount of transactions processed over card networks, says David Robertson. He's the publisher of the Nilson Report, which follows the credit card and debit card industry.
Things are loosening up in terms of the status quo. And what the knowledgeable players in this business are trying to do is to make sure they've got their back protected by gaining scale.
And in the race for scale, Robertson says Visa just added more than $75 billion of purchases each year at MasterCard's expense. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.